BBC News with Marion Marshall. The oil cartel OPEC has agreed to cut production for the first time in 8 years in the hope of boosting prices. The decision, which was announced after talks in Vienna, follows a period of unusually low prices, which has strained the finances of producer nations. OPEC's current president said key non-OPEC countries were party to the deal. A UN envoy to Syria has warned that Aleppo risks becoming a giant graveyard as government forces continue to try to crush a rebel enclave there. The remark by the aid coordinator Stephen O'Brien came in an address to the UN Security Council. He pleaded with it to secure assistance for the people of the besieged rebel-held neighbourhoods. The US president-elect Donald Trump has announced that he's going to stop managing his business empire so he can focus on his presidency. In a series of tweets, he said he wanted to ensure there was no appearance of a conflict of interest. A picture is beginning to emerge about the events leading up to the plane crash in Colombia that killed most members of a Brazilian football team. According to Colombian air traffic control, the charter plane lost contact with ground controllers after the pilot reported an electrical fault. But other pilots flying in the area said they had heard the fateful plane's pilot reporting he was low on fuel as well and requesting to land. Russian air defence forces have been put on high alert ahead of 2 days of planned Ukrainian missile tests west of the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed 2 years ago. Reports say Moscow has sent a letter to the government in Kiev warning that it would respond. Researchers believe the commonly cited figure that China has 30 million more men than women could be exaggerated. They think many families concealed the birth of girls in the years when parents had to obey strict family planning rules, distorting official figures. BBC World Service News.